Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 2nd chapter, text number 13, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 15th, 1975, in Vrindavan, India.
Athainam ma apanayata pita sesha aghanishkitam jadoshu bhagavannam niyamana samagruhi. The most important word here is mriyamana samagrahi. Ordinarily, there are discrimination of nama, namabhas, and namapura. Shuddhana, pure name, namabhas, almost pure, and namapura. Chanting the holy name with apura. There are 10 kinds of offenses. Out of the 10 kinds of offenses, the most offensive chanting is namna bala jasahi pavaguch. One apradhi is guru avagya. If we neglect the orders of guru and chant Hare Krishna, then it is apradhi, offense. Guru avagya, shruti sahasra nindanam. The Vedic literature, whatever injunction is there, if I don't obey, or I decry, oh, there are many, so many rules, it is not possible. Sushi Hastanina. Nāme Arthava. We interpret in our own way about the Nāma. And to consider the holy name of Vishnu and other names equally potent, that is Nāma. Namna gola jasahi pāpubuddhi. And because one is chanting Hare Krishna, he thinks, even if I do something sinful, it will be counteract. That is apradha. And to instruct to a person who has no interest in Hare Krishna, that is also apradha. So we should not be very much interested to preach Krishna consciousness if one is not very much interested. But tactfully, if you can, just try to give him a book. In this way, there are 10 kinds of offenses we have discussed many times, and I think you are all of you knowing. So, here it is said, mriyamana samagrahi. Because at the time of death he has uttered Narayana. So now there is no question of offense. There is no question of offense. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita that Jishantu Antavatam Pāpa. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, one gradually become free from all sinful reaction. Jisham tuan. Ti danda mahanim muktam bhajanti maangri. And the proof is, as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, antukali tu mameva smaran mukta kalevaram japrayati samadbhavam jati nastatra samusaya. If at the time of death one can chant Hare Krishna, then he is glorious. Nastatra samsaya. He has clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita, nāsastra, antakāla, at the time of, I've several times said, the test will be examined at the time of death. They say in Bengal, bhajan karo, pujan karo, motte janle hoy. Your austerity, penances, chanting of the holy name, all these things, just like there is examination before promotion to the higher class, one is examined in the school, and if the marks are sufficient, then he is promoted. So our promotion will depend at the time of death, where you are going. Tathādehāntara-prāpti, you are going to change our, death means you are going to change our body. So this change of body will be decided at the time of death. It is already decided what kind of body you are going to get, but the final decision will be taken at the time of death. That is said by Krishna. How it is, everyone can understand, if at the time of death one chants Hare Krishna, then you know certainly that he has gone to the good. There is no doubt of it. Antakala. And even there is aparāda, that is not taken into consideration. Because at the time of death, he has uttered. This is special consideration. Antakala. Here it is said, yadaso bhagavannāma niyamāna samagrahi. Sama means samma, perfectly. Now he is quite fit for going back to home, back to God. So you do not touch him. He is completely free. So if we are serious about our life, the method is very easy. The prescription is manmana bhavamadu bhakta madhyāni māgnamasya. Very difficult. We are not serious. Chant Hare Krishna and hear Hare Krishna, then mind is fixed up. Sabai mana Krishna padara vindayo. Our business is to fix up my mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. So this Krishna, Hare Krishna chanting will help us. As soon as we chant, we hear. It is not that simply by seeing Krishna you become perfect. By hearing Krishna, this is also another sense. We gather knowledge from different senses. Suppose there is a good mango. So when you say, let me see how the mango is, but you are seeing. No, this seeing is imperfect. You take little portion of the mango and taste it, then you can understand. So experience is gathered from different senses. Why you are giving stress only on seeing? This is foolishness. It's like you can, even if you do not taste, the mango seller may not allow you to taste, but you can smell. By smelling, you can understand whether the mango is good or bad. After all, you have to get experience. So, why you should stress upon seeing Krishna? That is the most foolish proposal. You have other senses. Krishna is prepared to be perceived by you by other senses. What is that? If you hear Krishna, then you must know there is Krishna. There is Krishna. Krishna is not different from his name, from his form. Either form or name or quality or paraphernalia, anything, he is absolute. There is no duality. Anything you perceive, there is Krishna. This Krishna temple is also Krishna. We have no sufficient knowledge how to understand Krishna. Krishna is prepared to be understood by us in so many ways. The Kali Yuga, therefore, name is so important. Kalu Nasti, Vanasti, Vanasti, Vagatiram. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Yukiram. This formula should be seriously taken. Kritasesa abha niskrita. Asesa. Unlimited. Amount or unlimited number of sinful activities are already finished. So, the Jamadhuta forbid them, don't touch him. He is not fit for going to Jamalok, but he is fit for going to Vishnulok. Bhagavan Nama Niyaman. The most important thing is how to become successful at the time of death, chant Hare Krishna. This will be the end. Bhagavan Nama Niyaman. That will be the perfection of life. Then they explain, Sankirtan Purihasangva Stubhang Hilanam Evaba Vaikuntham Namagrahanam Asisa Agaharam Vidu. Sankirtan. Just like sometimes on the street, some outsider seeing you, they chant Hare Krishna only by the symbolic sankirtan, because they see they have a tilak, kanthi. Therefore, these things are required. Don't become immediately parahams. No tilak, no kanthi, and no bidban. This is not good. Sankit. So that others may understand, here is a Vaishnava, here is a Krishna devotee, and if he is simple, he'll chant Hare Krishna. This chant should be given. Therefore it is necessary. People can utter. That chanting may save him from the greatest danger. Therefore it says, Sankirtan. Parihasyam. If somebody jokes, sometimes they do that. Hare Krishna, but he is not seriously chanting, but he is trying to joke the other party who is engaged in chanting. And that is also good. Parihas. During Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, the Muslims, they used to joke the Hindus, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So, the practice made them chanting Hare Krishna. And the police officer was informed by the constables that these Hindus are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. The police officer asked him, then why you are chanting Hare Krishna? By imitating, they became practiced to chant Hare Krishna. It is so nice. Joking, symbolic, sankirtan parihas, stovam, or praying, hiranam eva, without any care. Hare Krishna. Anyway, if you chant Hare Krishna, then Vaikuntha nama grhanam asesa agharam. Agha means sinful activities. So nice thing, Hare Krishna movement, Samaya Radha, if we can take it very seriously, then our life will be successful. At the end of life, if we can chant. Therefore, Jamunacharya says, not Jamunacharya, Kulasekhar Maharaj, you are also emperor. Krishna tadi apadapankaja panjarantam paddaiva visatume manasaraja hamsa prana prayana samaye kahuvatu pitto kanthavarodhana vidho smaranam kutaste. He is praying, my Lord, now I am healthy. I am quite conscious. So, this time, if I absorb my mind in your lotus field and die, it is very good. It is very good. Because in the natural time of death, the three elements, kapha-pāta, will be dismantled and there will be different sounds and mind will be distracted, brain will be falling. So, hardly there is possibility of chanting your holy name. The best thing is, now I am feeling healthy, my whole system, physical system is quite fit. Let me chant and die. This is desire of the devotee. So we should keep ourselves. Krishna is also very kind. If you chant seriously without offense, even the mental condition at the time of death is disordered, Krishna is helping how to chant without any offense. So he must, the only qualification is that we must be very sincere. Even by symbolic chanting, by joking, if one can get the benefit, why not do it carefully? Why not do it carefully? What is wrong? Be serious and chant Hare Krishna very carefully in order to get success and rise at the time of death. Thank you very much.